Good evening and welcome this Monday, April 10th at 7:31 p.m. to the special board meeting for the Brecksville-Broadview Heights Board of Education here in the Education Center on Mill Road. This meeting is a meeting of Board of Education and Public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public community meeting. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dothan?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Chancellor?
Yes. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item C, approval of agenda addendum items. Motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Any? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dothan?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Just want to take a moment in the agenda for a moment of silence. Our high school principal, Mr. Joe Mueller's son, unexpectedly passed. Thank you. Item D, resolution to approve the agreement between the Brecksville-Broadview Heights Board of Education and the Brecksville-Broadview Heights Education Association effective July 1, 2016 through June 30th, 2018. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, I've got a couple. First, I would like to sincerely thank my board colleagues. They, along with many administrators, have been tireless in seeking to find a middle sustainable path that puts the rate of the district's costs in harmony with the means of our residents to support it. Failure to do so in the past has created many of the challenges we've been dealing with that don't end up being in the best interest of our community employees and specifically our students. Now, we all know that through the 06 through 10 period, including through the recession, we're characterized by costs that were escalating significantly while the economy shrank and residents lost jobs and had many, many financial difficulties. Then, from 12 through 16, our employees endured wage freezes while the economy began its recovery. The fact, as supported by census and other data, is that neither period was desirable nor sustainable over the long haul. Second thing is our May 2, 2017 levy is a necessity, not a want, and it transcends this entire issue and discussion. I wholeheartedly, emotionally, and financially support its passage and welcome all others to do so as well. Third, in my 7 years on the board, I focused on achieving a sustainable path forward that is responsible to all of our stakeholders in the district. Certainly not one that thrills each and every person or stakeholder group, but one that is indeed responsible and sustainable. We've used the phrases that have been much maligned, financial transparency and responsibility, fairness to employees, and educational excellence as our overarching yardstick to measure the intent and effectiveness of many of our decisions. I think that's not a bad touchstone to go to anytime we're making some significant decisions. Given that my commitment is to represent all stakeholders equally, I have concluded that this agreement does not meet my requirements. Just as we're finally in a position to overcome the errors resulting in necessities of the past, I'm afraid that this agreement is going to require an overall level of spending that will make the future difficult at best. It's going to be difficult on our employees. And we can remember what transpired when we had levies not pass in the 09, 10, and 11 time frame, what that did to our family here. It's going to be difficult on our taxpayers whose wealth as measured by income and by home values are increasing at rates lower than the rate at which our costs are increasing. And that's not going to help our district in the long term. Could result in reduced programming for our students. It could result in larger class sizes. least for our parents. We have passed a resolution to reduce the paid participate burden when a levy is passed. This is going to put us on a path that's going to require some additional financial soul searching. It's going to be difficult. I'm afraid it's going to be not dissimilar from what launched us into that 06 to 10 period and resulted in the 12 through 16 period. Personally, I'm also concerned that a two-year agreement that has a provision to expand to 5 puts some responsibilities on the district that are unknown. Specifically, we've seen what happened to STRS in the past decade with increased retirement ages and the burdens that put on districts around the state. And we still don't know what's going to happen to healthcare costs without the ability for the district to continue to negotiate those. So I'm concerned that it will be a challenge to continue, as we've done recently with our efforts for long-term excellence. That's all I have. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Danson?
No. Motion passes 4-1. Motion to adjourn. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Release, it's going to be going out in about 20 minutes.
Okay.